AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says Israel and Lebanon have agreed to extend a truce involving the Hezbollah militant group.
An additional 3 weeks of, no firing, ceasefire, no more firing. Let's see. We hope that happens. It's not going to happen between them, but they do have Hezbollah to think about.
As for talks on ending the war with Iran,
I want to take my time. We have plenty of time. And I want to get a great deal. I want to get a deal where our nation and the world is safe from lunatics with nuclear weapons.
Earlier, the president said he's ordered the U.S. military to shoot and kill the small Iranian boats that deploy mines in the Strait of Hormuz. The social media post came shortly after the U.S. military seized another tanker associated with the smuggling of Iranian oil in the Indian Ocean. Oil prices rose again, with Brent crude settling above $105 per barrel Thursday. AAA put the national average for gasoline around $4.03 per gallon. A U.S. soldier has been charged with using classified information to win $400,000 in an online betting market on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's capture. Federal prosecutors say the soldier took part in the operation. And Jennifer King reports,
wildfires are tearing through areas of Florida and Georgia, sending smoke that's blanketing cities hundreds of miles away. Governor Brian Kemp declared a state of emergency for 91 counties in South Georgia, where the two largest fires have destroyed more than 50 homes and forced hundreds of residents to evacuate. Denise Stevens was grabbing a free meal at the Twin Rivers Baptist Church in Hortense, Georgia.
I don't know if I still have a house standing or not.
Pastor Rusty Bryan says they're doing what they can to help.
We had somebody say, hey, let's do something, and we just started cooking.
Officials say the wildfires are being fueled by strong winds, drought conditions, and fallen debris still on the ground from Hurricane Helene in 2024. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. Archaeological digs in Brazil's Amazon are providing clues about the region's indigenous inhabitants long before European colonization.
Archaeologists have been looking through nine sites discovered along a highway project in Brazil's Amapá state. They say they're finding evidence that reinforces understanding of the region's past, not as a human desert, but rather as a landscape of interconnected societies, long before Columbus arrived. Lucio Leite from the Brazilian Archaeology Society tells the AP he hopes discoveries like these can help to preserve areas and protect them from deforestation projects. Leite also says through the recent findings, they've expanded the timeline of human presence in the region to at least 7,000 to 5,000 years ago in central Amapá, in areas covered by the densest rainforest. I'm Karen Shemas.
There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.